is.
Today is October 17th.
19th.
Or is it 18th?
18th, 1998.
And Adele has come to tell us things that I don't remember about our family because she's much older and she has memories that I don't remember. But first of all, we're going to start off with a film that was taken by my Uncle John Hardy when I was one. So it's 70 years old, this film. And it shows these guys are the stars because they were like teenagers. And I was just a little guy in a kiddie car. So first of all, it takes 10 minutes, and it shows 7th Avenue and L Street and what was going on there 70 years ago.
And that was quite new.
There's no sound, right?
There is no sound. They didn't have sound in those days.
She'd be feeling not covered either.
Adele and I will comment on it. There's my grandpa.
Boy, he's young.
Are these just sketches or did they have movies?
This is movies. This is the oldest movie in captivity.
This is 16 this is, millimeter.
This is before Charlie Chaplin. It's supposed to be on there. Yeah, here it comes. It's coming. Okay, this is Dick. Right there, bouncing uh-huh. that hat.
With that hat.
And then that's Dick right there. There's my dad right back there. There's Ralph Harvey.
There's Ralph Harvey. Right there.
And then Alan's a little guy there right there. Alan, the guy that taught me everything about athletics. Right there.
Okay. Yes. Right there. There's Doug. Oh, no, that's Dick.
That's Dick.
That
and there's Dick again and Ralph Hardy right there,
yeah.
Who died. You know David Hardy, that's David's father. And they're doing a little show up.
Look at Dick.
And there's Dad and Mother.
Shaking hands.
But they'll get closer here in a minute.
Oh my gosh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, look at that.
That's 70 years ago.
So this is up on L Street, you said?
7th Avenue and L Street.
Yeah, there are all the houses.
1927.
Right. There are still there, all those
They're
same
still
houses.
Shaking hands.
Oh, those are the, maybe the mall kids or whatever. Oh, isn't that cute?
There's Al Hardy. These Hardy boys all died in their early 40s.
42, isn't it?
They were first cousins. They had bad hearts.
They had terrible cholesterol, and I tell you about all of their children that have been treated in Washington by the United States Health Department because of their cholesterol, and already one of them's died, and David's had an open heart surgery.
That's Doug, my brother Doug right there.
Isn't that cute?
There's Dick.
Dick's the oldest.
Uh-huh. Oldest boy.
Here comes
Adele.
Is that Adele?
Oh,
look at those knees.
There's Adele.
Dutch cut hair.
And who are the
that's
other two?
That's Miriam Hardy.
Miriam Hardy and Kay Blood. No, not that's not Kay.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
You're probably about 11 or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, do we think we're cute?
Yeah.
You look like Uncle Doug's oldest. What's her name?
Oh, right, Carolyn.
Carolyn.
I think Carolyn has that Carolyn. Look. Uh-huh. I do.
Yeah, we do kind of.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
There's
oh,
Adele.
I always turned
there's Adele.
Oh, I love
we
it.
We did that very gracefully.
That was good. I loved it. Used to go around the house and
that's probably
Ralph
right.
And I, we entertained all the time.
Okay, now they're sitting on the front porch. That's Jack Hardy, who's the only one of the boys living. He didn't have heart trouble, though.
He ate a head of lettuce every day. His mother had ordered it from Murdoch's, and we'd go out and play baseball, and you'd see he would never eat candy. He'd just eat a head of lettuce. He was mad about lettuce, and he's,
is this the
and he's the only one alive. That's Miriam.
Doing the Charleston.
Yeah. Oh, she was a good dancer. She had an amusement room in the basement there.
That's good. The Hardys live
was
right
here. Is that your home across the
across
street?
Street. Mm-hmm. Hardys were here and we were there, and that's where.
Oh, look at there. That's the varsity.
Bill Feller lived.
Oh, that's fun.
Who's that?
Alan.
Alan, he was darling. Funny. They had a mule there, Uncle John, and back right there, that house. in their backyard, they had either a donkey, I guess. I remember we used to ride it.
Steve?
This is when Grandpa was like a baby. This is like...
When I was one. If you want to just put it on regular, see how that goes.
It's probably too fast.
We'll see. There's Jack, honey. And Miriam, honey. These are all our first cousins. And Claire, that's my dad's sister, Aunt Claire.
Oh, could she eat apples in holiday cards?
They had a great garden. Adele will tell you about their garden. A real vegetable garden.
We did the garden.
Uncle John, right across the street from the house you've been in.
Yeah.
Before, and then he gave the lot to his son, Melbourne, and he built a home there.
There's Tip. There's Mother and her sister-in-law, my dad's sister.
Aunt Claire.
Look at her. Dad's sister.
Was Annie a good dancer? Did she like dancing?
There's my dad throwing the ball.
Look at that.
And there's her.
There's their garage.
There's Doug and Al.
Is that Doug on the
bike? Doug's on the bike. He's a year younger.
Isn't that cute?
He's a year younger than Al.
There's Mother.
There's Mother. And there the two boys are fighting, and Aunt Claire's putting in. And my dad's... Oh, we're fixing a tire. Those were the tires in those days. And they always had leaks. So we'd put them in water and find the leak and put a patch on them. That's Rothwell right there.
Susan.
There's Uncle
Henry. There's George.
Uncle Henry. And there's Sue Rothwell, our doctors.
And there's Aunt Jean and Uncle Hans. He was coach of West High football team. Martha.
He was my dad's partner in business, Holly Richardson.
Oh, now these are these
Ann.
This now, is, who is that?
Ann Felt and Uncle Ted.
Oh, really? Look how cute.
That's Tom Felt right there.
You can
Holiday
see
Park.
Right there. All those children.
Wow. They were just playing. Oh, Grandpa Williams at Pinecrest.
That's T.A. Williams.
And they had a cabin at Pinecrest that we went to.
Where's Pinecrest?
It's up immigration, right at the end of
it's
immigration.
It's still there, but they've covered it with a whole...
Uncle Alan. That's my uncle, my dad's youngest brother.
From back east.
Uh-huh. Adele. Adele again.
Did you get together with the ladies?
I think it looks like Allie a lot. I think Adele looks like Allie. There's Grandma Williams.
And that's Susan Sophie.
Uh-huh. And there's Uncle Frank and Aunt Therese. And she always had sore feet.
Who's that?
That's Uncle Frank. There's Dick. And there's Jack Hardy, and there's Tom Fell, or Pete, I mean, Pete Fell. And there's the cabin.
It was three stories.
My grandpa had the cabin.
Up immigration?
It's at the very head, I can
Here's
take
Dad
it.
Here's Dad with the horses up immigration. Adele and Dick on the horseback.
Whatever happened to them?
Playing croquet.
Is that old Nick?
No, it's before Nick. But that was a different canyon.
Uncle Ted
who died in the war. And Grandma,
she loved croquet. Grandpa built her own croquet garden.
Now we're all out in front of the cabin up at Pinecrest.
Here's the road.
And we used to go up there, and there were rats in the walls up there that would run up and down the walls all night.
And that poor little Mogul, you'll see, they made him go in and kill him. The men were so chicken. And make him go in and he was only like 12.
Did you have this at the same time you had Holiday Park?
No, this was before.
This was before Holiday Park.
Yeah. Was it similar? Was it the same kind
of... Not a bit. It was like a three-story. It was like a hired girl.
It was a
hired girl on the third floor.
There's Melbourne Hardy and Alan Hardy. There's Ralph Hardy there, saluting.
Yeah.
Now it's Saul there.
Oh, I love this.
You can't do that anymore. No, who had movie camera?
Uncle John Hardy, my dad's brother-in-law.
Is that rare?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen this old of a movie. Where's Blackhawk? That's the Is that Adele coming in? I think it's Adele.
I don't think so.
It's actually going
on.
Does it like
Santa Claus? Ralph.
Ralph.
It's Al Hardy.
Like now we're back at Pinecrest, and this is Alan in the river up at Pinecrest.
I
can't
remember that.
Well, it may have been
Wasatch. No, this is Wasatch.
This is Wasatch.
We need to go back to those.
This is
we
Big Cottonwood Canyon.
Let's start with
So this was another fishing This is a favorite fishing place called Wasatch.
It's still there on the way to Alda.
Yeah, it's on the way up to
Miriam?
Here's Ralph. That was probably Miriam. This is Ralph getting ready to come across the river. Crawling up here. We've got stories about Ralph that'll just kill you.
Oh, look, he's going camel.
I think he's picked some leaf. Oh, can you slow it? Oh, this is Moburn. Okay, yeah, slow it down, will you? Now, this was the game we played, rolling the tires. Those were the car tires.
This
is Fox. And we'd roll him down and try and hit the guy and knock the tire down. We'd roll him down the driveway. That was just a great game.
End of the street?
No, you'd roll a tire down, and there were two guys rolling the opposite way. You'd try and get it through before he rolled and knocked your tire down. So you'd roll him fast, and then the other guy'd roll him, and you'd try and...
Look at the dog.
This is Tip.
Ooh, dog like that.
I think he's the one that jumped.
Okay, here they go. They're going to try and get them through the barricade.
There's a guy at the bottom.
A guy at the bottom trying to interfere with them.
Oh, cool.
There's Doug.
He's the tall one.
No, I think it was one of the Fox boys.
Carl
Fox. And the next door neighbors had chickens, and they used to cut the heads of the chickens off and eat them. You know, pull the feathers out and... cook the chickens, they had rabbits. So it's just like, and then a mule across the street.
Wait, how could those tires be for cars? They're like for carriages.
Well, they were not a T cars.
That's Ralph, right?
This isn't the inner tire.
This is the tire.
The hard rubber.
The tire was about this
big
around, and then the inner tube inside.
Is this
and
the
you'd have a flat. Every time you went somewhere, you'd have a flat.
And then you'd pump it up. Get out and pump like mad. Yeah. And then you had stuff in the car that you plastered, that you make it better.
That was the old days.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's Jack. He's cute. He's in the Army. No, was.
Yeah, I think he's retired.
He has. Oh, he's old.
That's the Fox guy who's not a relative, just lived down the street. I guess you could probably speed it up.
I think they
speed
too much of the Fox.
Well, we knew, everybody in those. Oh, here's the football game.
Every day.
Football in the street. Slow down.
Well, there are hardly any cars.
Although there are no cars. That was Lindsay Garden up there where we played on the grass. And here's everybody going out for pass.
That's the Savage's house.
Guys, this is before Levi's, right?
Uh-huh. Look at those hats and stuff.
That's cords, I think.
When the footballs were made out of real pigs.
So he's throwing a pass. He caught the pass.
Your own pigs.
They just leave it. So now how you pump it up.
And you never worried about cars. I mean, one had come every hour or something.
Well, and maybe they could just stand up in the snout and kick it.
No, we never locked the doors. This is before before the T formation.
Did you guys have Nintendo? Why didn't you run around when you could be inside playing Nintendo?
We did everything outdoors. Andy I over, kick the can, run, shippy, run. All those games outside.
It's probably 32 degrees out there too, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure it's colder.
It always seems
like 15 degrees.
Probably 12.
Big tackle.
This was touch. This is touch. It was
see, here's the car guy.
Two hands below.
Before they could tackle.
But, tackling in the street was a little hard. Yeah. We'd tackle on
cement.
Tackle on there.
But the streets weren't real.
There were no cars.
Streets were dirt.
Dirt.
Oh, no, they had tar. Look at the car, you guys. I used to have to do the spokes, and the spokes took forever on the wheels. They had all these little tiny spokes. I used to have to clean the spokes when we washed the car.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we had to walk so far. This is Dick, just jumping up and down.
He was open.
Oh, okay, a punt. Did you see that punt?
No, I didn't.
That was a nice punt.
Oh, that was a great punt. There's me at one. Mother, you know, I was fussing with my hat.
Who was that
Starfish.
Okay, you can speed it up now. They called those kitty cars.
The Michelin Man.
Who's the guy in
Mount Kilsbury Doughboy?
Marshmallows.
Like Dr. Bowers.
How many marshmallows do you have in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. A ton of them.
And he was starving.
Okay, you can speed it up.
It's a strong.
Look at a car going by.
Like
I was after the pneumonia and the whooping cough. Then I got, you know, a little weight on me.
He's a cruiser.
Okay.
He thought he was cute.
They thought he wasn't. Okay. Okay. Now what are we doing here? Playing marbles. Okay, we played Baby Up and Straights. And we'd keep the marbles that we won from the other guys, get big bags full and take them to school.
Let's start a trend.
Dazz the champion.
Lag for first.
Well,
straights was one where you shoot straight through, and baby ups was where you baby up and then knock them out.
Might want
to talk.
Start a new trend.
Have these kids ever played marbles?
We ought to play at your house. Do a ring and do it. You can do it on the carpet.
I played down in Chile.
We had a circle.
That's what you had. You draw a circle and then try and get.
And then we have pots where you have five pots that you go from one to pot to another.
How do you play marbles?
You take it in your hand, you go like that. Shoot
you can hit it out of your hand. Any that you hit. Like any that you hit out of the shoe.
Look at a car. See, that's probably our Buick.
That's Uncle John.
Oh, is it Uncle John?
That's what he used to go to holiday for. That was a
Marmon. Is it a Marmon?
No, it began with an E.
A Willys? A Willys Knight?
No, Express with an E, I think. But I think that's... Although...
Okay, now slow this down, would you? This is Dad fishing to show you how good a fisherman he was. He was one of the best.
Yeah. Is this in this looks like Alba. I mean,
this is Wasatch, I think. But he should be on there. I shouldn't have slowed it down so soon. No, go forward, and then when you get to him, slow it down, because show us how to... Oh, would you go back? I wanted to see that.
He got his line caught.
Yeah, he did. He went up and got a hook out of the tree.
Friends or
something.
Climb
a tree.
Memory snap.
Right?
I cut down the tree.
Now that's after. He's going up to get the fly that was caught. Now, could you just show him? Show him. Okay, now watch.
Oh, yeah.
He was a top-notch fisherman.
Look how thin he is.
He was very thin until his late older years. My dad.
You never knew.
He had asthma all his life, you know.
And those fishing baskets now, you can never find one. They're $100 or
more. Okay. So he got a snag up in the tree and climbed the tree. got his hook out and then climbed it back down. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. You didn't want to waste a fly, so you go up and get the
fly.
It's like a pine.
Now this is frog country.
Who are these guys?
This is Dick then catching a frog. See, that's Dick. Now here's what's going. This shows his stroke, you know, 10 to 2 is what you do.
This is your dad?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you go up just back at 2 o'clock and then 10 o'clock.
I always did 10 o'clock. Maybe that's why you were better.
You have to have the hat.
Look at those glasses. They're coming back, those glasses.
Yeah.
Are they little?
Okay.
Here's Ralph.
Well, this is me.
Is that a frog?
Ralph,
that's
not
me. What's juggling? Ralph juggling? Working in the garden. Ralph, or Alan.
Oh, look at that.
Jack.
What a vegetable.
He might be the one that jumped in the fire. That's Tip.
That's Tip. And that's Moburn playing with Tip. Adele will tell you about that fire thing in a minute. Since this will be over. That's my cousin, and he died in Pineview Reservoir. As did his brother. As did his other brother, died within a few miles of Pineview. Three of them.
Moburn's fire was found in Pineview Dam.
Now that's the spin the top. This is Alan spinning the top. Next. Tops were the greatest. They're bigger chickens than Bob. Well, I can tell you exactly how old he is. Six.
Go ahead, Muhammad.
No, wait a minute. Here it is. It's spinning. See him smile?
That's cute.
That's Alan Hardy, my first cousin, who was the only five-letter man ever at East High School.
Is that right?
He lettered in five sports. I think that's probably it. Yeah. Now, Bob's turn.
One of them top spinning or whatever.
No, he lettered in football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and in the spring he lettered in tennis, baseball, and track all at the same time.
I didn't know that.
He taught
and he
me
had a heart
everything
attack
I knew.
After playing 19 holes.
Yeah, he had a heart attack at age 42.
Me and Carolyn were in
the house. Right near Pineview Reservoir, his brother had a heart attack, same age, water skiing in Pineview. His other brother drove his car into Pineview Reservoir about the same age.
Well, I think he had a heart attack first. He was missing for a long time.
And then his father died. The father died at age 40 to 50. So, and then all the children have had bypasses.
Yeah.
Transplants. Okay, it does turn.
Well, I'll finish that. The reason we found out about Holiday Carr is that the same Uncle John who died at 50 was very ill, and Aunt Clara asked Mother and Dad if they would take their children and us up to Holiday Carr because he was so sick at home. She wanted him alone. He had a terrible heart problem. So we went up there, and how we all fit in that little cabin, I don't know, the little Hardy cabin. We all fit in there and stayed there, and Mother and Dad were tending us for Uncle Aunt Claire and Uncle John. And so someone came down and said that the cabin up above was for sale, and his name was Fisher. And it was the cabin, and so Grandpa and Mother and Dad went up and looked at it, and it was they heard it was $750. And so Grandpa got in the car that night or right after and ran down to Salt Lake and called Mr. Fisher, who was the brother of Fisher Brewery. He used to be a brewery in Salt Lake. Called him in Los Angeles and bought the cabin. And it was a mess, but it was darling. But, oh, it was two cabins.
But no kitchen.
It had a kitchen.
But it was a little kitchen.
Well, and it was divided. You had to walk outside, you know, there was a walkway. Darling things in it, really lovely china, lovely silver, and it belonged to Mrs. Hannah. And now we know, we think that the it was the first cabin up there that this doctor built, that...
Dr. Lyon?
Uh-huh. I think Dr. Lyon built it. But anyway, it was terrible. The little pictures were so bad. So the next year, Dad and Dick, and who was the name of the carpenter that did Spence Phelps' house? They, Nanny cooked outside under the pine trees all summer, every meal, rain, everything, with a tarp over over the top, and a stove outside, and it was a mess. But she cooked all summer, and they built the cabin, and Dick helped, and Grandpa helped, and then they had Mr. Duncan. Mr. Duncan built the cabin, so that's how we got that.
Meaning the kitchen.
Yeah, the present kitchen. And the bathroom. And then, were any of you up there when we had Echo in? That was the outside John. Oh, wow.
Well,
no. When you were little, I think we had Echo. We called it Echo in, and it was, you know.
Because that's why we called it that.
And remember the music box thing? Well, yeah, so Toreador song.
Toreador. And yes, it was quite a way. I mean, you'd have to walk out the kitchen door and up on the hill, and that's where Echo Inn was. And then they put the bathroom in, I think.
Came later.
Oh, that was my wedding present. I gave you that.
That was?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered the story on that. I've never known.
Well, the story on that was Jay and I were married in New York, and Tina and her best friend, Betsy Fowler, who is the wife of Jim Fowler of Wild Animal Kingdom, you know. Anyway, Betsy and Tina were walking down Park Avenue or something in New York, and they didn't have a wedding present for us, and all of a sudden they saw this tiger on the floor, on the street. You can pick up anything you want in New York. You know, people just throw it out, and you can have it if it's out in the street. So they thought, perfect. So that was our wedding present. So that's how the tiger's there. And I hear it's frightened lots of children.
Yeah, I think, well...
And then I set off another fun thing about Holiday Park, the old stove, not the one we have now. We bought that at Sears Roebuck, the stove that's in the living room now. But we had a great big pot-bellied stove. And it was near the 4th of July, and we all were sitting around the fire, and in those days you could have any kind of fireworks you wanted. So I was sitting there and having fun with a Roman candle, going like this, and touched the stove, and all of a sudden the room was just packed like this. This Roman candle started to shoot like mad, all over. And
inside.
Inside, they were screaming.
How old were you?
Well, I was 13 when we got the cabin, so I was about 13, I guess. And Mother used to make me go down to Pole Bridge and show off swimming upstream. And I, at that time, they didn't know it, but when I was about 16, I had started to have a really terrible goiter, and they didn't ever take me to the doctor. They did, but anyway, here I was out just working like mad to show off. Yes, and you know that thyroid. So that was it. Well, I have a lot of other things. What else do you want to know?
Anything about Grandma and Grandpa Campbell and mm-hmm. all of that?
Well, I wrote a lot of little notes down that you might want to hear about. Our grandparents were absolutely marvelous. My Grandpa and Grandma Williams gave all of their children a house, which was something. Except Uncle John. I think he paid for his. I didn't ever know that.
I don't know.
But we all lived together, three families right across the street from one another. J.D. Williams lived next door. We could almost touch his house, as you know. And our grandparents were marvelous. And Nanny and Grandpa Campbell lived at 149 North Main, where the Deseret Gymnasium was, until they tore it down. The Deseret Gymnasium was right on the place where 149 North Main.
Did you call her Nanny?
Uh-huh.
And then your mom's took Nanny uh-huh. as her name.
Right. No, I didn't. I called her Grandma Campbell.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I called, as you know, my mother Nanny. Okay. But we would go down there almost every Sunday afternoon. First we'd go to Grandma and Grandpa Williams with all the children in the car. Then we'd go over to 149 North Main. And they, Grandpa Campbell was always on the couch. He was ill. He had problems. And he would always be on this couch in the living room. And it was built in. It was sort of a big couch. Bench, and he was always there, but he always had, we couldn't wait to get there because he ate the worst licorice. You know those long sticks that are so bitter? Yeah. So we'd get there and he'd be sitting there and we'd go up and we'd think we were so lucky, we'd each get a little piece of, a little tiny piece of licorice from Grandpa Campbell.
Black licorice.
Yeah. But, oh, they were darling. And then we'd go down to Grandma Campbell's and you, or Williams, and you know we had every Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all, and I counted the other day, there were 42 of us all eating down there. And the older kids used to get to eat out with the grown-ups, and I used to be so sad until I grew up, because we'd always have to eat in the dining room. And Grandma had marvelous help. She was a great cook, Grandma Williams, mince pies and marvelous food. And great big turkeys and oh, the best food, and we would all gather around and they would all sit around and eat nuts and mincemeat pie after and have a marvelous time. And all the cousins just like this, but we always had every meal down there and it was so much fun. And then I have to tell you a little bit more about Pinecrest. When we were little, we went up there and that Milburn Hardy you saw, as I said, they would put him in the bedrooms with the rats, and the mean fathers would be out, and they wouldn't go in, and you could hear poor little Bubba running around the room trying to kill the rats. But all the children were there, and Grandma had, I don't know how many bedrooms. Each family had only one bedroom, so that she would have cribs and beds in there. And then they all had, she had hired girls. And that's what we called them in those days. And like Wilma, $7 a week. That's all we paid them, the board and room. And they'd be upstairs on the third floor, and every night we'd play pit. Oh, we'd have fun, corner on rye and all that. And then Pinecrest had porches all the way around. It was a beautiful house, three-story. It was sort of like a plantation, only in the mountains. And great big swings that you could swing back and forth, you know, and we'd hit one another, these huge swings. We'd have the most fun.
And tell them that the walls were hollow, and you could hear the rats running in the hollow walls all night. And then sometimes they'd kill each other, and then the blood would drip down through. But all night long you could hear the rats.
That's what the young boy reminds me.
And then they had, the Hardys were up. I mean, each family would go, and we would just have a ball with all those children up there. And each family, and anyway, the Hardys took, I think that poor little dog, Tip?
Tip.
I think he was the dog that looked just like him, or maybe it was a little bulldog. And he went crazy one night and ran downstairs and jumped to the fire, and the next morning we came down, he was dead. For some reason, he jumped from the fire. That was scary. But, oh, Grandma's. And Grandma's croquet court, you would have loved it. It was the most beautiful thing. It was all sand and grass, and Grandpa built it for her, and we had more fun playing croquet. Everyone would go out and play, and it was big. I mean, it was a complete croquet court. We had the most fun. And then on Sundays, quite often, Grandpa Campbell had a horse, and he kept it down in the city. I don't know where. I can't remember, but we would be up in Pinecrest, and all of a sudden, up over the mountain would come Grandpa with this great big horse, and then he'd give us rides. And that little Ralph Hardy, he and I were really clowns. Oh, we thought we were cute. And Pinecrest Inn, it was so beautiful, and it was a lovely hotel up there, and they had dances, and so Ralph and I would get down with all the old people. I mean, Mother and Dad and all of the crowd, and we'd dance for everyone. We'd do the Charleston, all that. Show off. Well, stop for a minute, because I would have to ask some more. What do you want?
What about Mother had to go to Logan because Grandpa was sick. In other words, Grandpa Campbell was sick, so Mother went to live with her relatives in Logan for the summer. And then one time they even moved to California. So Mother, you know, really had to uproot herself, and it wasn't kind of like our lives are also, you know, organized and steady. But they had quite a few upsets in their lives, I think.
Nanny did, Grandpa did?
Nanny was a young girl.
They moved a teenager around. And a young girl.
So she's around because of what?
Her dad was sick. And so she was probably, benefit from being able to roll with the punches as a result of that kind of stuff.
She, every summer, she would go up to this beautiful farm in Logan. It was up on the hill right next to the agricultural, Utah State. Beautiful place. It was called Balmoral. She was Aunt Kenny Kane was Nanny's aunt. She was a Bal up, and so I guess they got the Balmoral. And Uncle John T. Kane was the most beautiful looking man. You probably have seen pictures of him. He was quite famous. Was he president of Utah State? I think he was. And so Nanny would go up there, and they would farm, and she would have a ball. You know, and she loved to hay rides and all of that. It was marvelous.
That's good.
Then I have to tell you a little bit about what fun we had at our house that you've all been to on 7th Avenue and L. Before Clayton was born, we would go to bed every night, and for some reason we'd always sneak in, Dick and Doug and I, and eat crackers and oranges, and horrible on our teeth. We'd wash our teeth, and then we'd go to bed and eat like mad in bed, and Mother and Dad didn't ever know. And then we always had a hired girl, but when she would go out on Thursday night, Nanny and Grandpa would be sitting in the living room, and they'd say, "Oh, don't you think Dick and Adele are marvelous? Can you imagine them out there in the kitchen doing the dishes?" And, we just worked like mad. Oh, we'd worked so hard. And then Nanny had a wonderful club, and when he was little, I was 12, so he was my baby. And the minute I'd get home from school and the Wednesday club would be there, I would fold all of the diapers. Oh, they were so stiff. Hanging out on the line, I'd all the diapers, and then I'd wheel Clayton up and down 7th Avenue, and I totally loved it. Smothered him with kisses. He just hated it. I'd get him down on the ground, and I'd just kiss him like mad. Oh, he was so cute, but he was so sick. And I'll have to tell you why we went to California. Poor Dick had to stay home and stay with Dad, and Doug and Nanny and Clayton and I went down to this beautiful hotel. We thought it was beautiful in Fresno, of Uncle Clayton and Aunt Ray's. And, we had beautiful rooms, and we were there for, a month? I don't know how we were out of school, because I was at least 12 years old. And it was my job to sort of watch Clayton during the day, but he would not eat. He had pneumonia. Did you also?
And whooping cough.
And whooping cough. He was so thin, and there was a marvelous doctor down there, and I could almost remember his name. I will remember it. And Aunt Ray took little Clayton to the doctor, and they couldn't get him to eat anything. And all of a sudden, this doctor had this thought, if we fix him cream of wheat and put it in a bottle and cut the nipple off so that there's a big hole and just stuff him every day with cream of wheat. And pretty soon he started to get fat, fat, fat. And when we brought him home, it was like a miracle. He was this, and that's the one with the picture of him.
And he
so
still
he
loves
was,
cream of wheat,
don't
you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Well, he likes that.
So we took him up to, our nanny had a, you had that beautiful picture of him in the buggy. Henry Moyle and Alberta Moyle were two of Nanny's dear friends and grandpas, and so they had this beautiful home on 2nd Avenue, and that's the place that they took the picture.
Hey, hi guys.
Hi,
Clay. Welcome.
Hi. Nice to see you.
I was going to say,
Dad,
I was looking up my records the other day wondered about when I was finally blessed, because I was down in California and sick, and so I never got blessed and given a name for, I think it was about 10 months before it really had a name. And so when we went down to California, then Uncle Clayton and Aunt Ray said, well, what are you naming him? We don't know. And they said, well, if you'll name him after us, we'll give him a hotel when he grows up. So they made a deal that I'd be named after both of them. Clayton after her, and Ray him, and Ray after her. And so I was promised to have this hotel.
And did you get it?
I didn't get it.
They sort of went broke.
But they did. They did. They did have. They had their own airplane, and they crashed their airplane.
Terrible.
They used to fly back and forth in their own airplane to visit us. And then on the way to or from, I can't remember which.
On the way back, a Stinson Detroiter, and they crashed in the mountains just, I know the name of the town, just east of Los Angeles, just as they were going to get into Fresno. And, oh, they were terribly sick, so I took my little Doug down there and stayed in the hotel with them. But they were in the famous Desert Inn with Wilbur Clark, the most famous hotel man, one of them in Las Vegas. And for some reason, I think he outsmarted them. I don't know. Anyway, they lost all their money.
And was she Ray, R-A-Y?
R-A-E.
Oh, and you're
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y,
uh-huh.
Well, it's probably because they didn't give
it to
her.
Yeah, well,
her name
no,
was
Ray
Rachel.
Her
name was Rachel.
Girls usually spell Ray, R-A-E, yeah. And boys usually spell it R-E-Y, so that's the difference.
It's the masculine form.
Oh, the 7th Avenue and L.
What about, like, what happened for dinners at 7th Avenue and L, and the bell used to ring and all that kind of stuff to get our dinner? And
Nanny was a great cook, as you know, and the only thing we didn't like about dinner was Uncle John Hardy was president or vice president of National City Copper Bank, and he had banking hours, and Dad would work late. And we would sit around. We never could go out and play football, kick the can, anything until we'd had dinner. And our dining room windows, if you've known 7th Avenue and L, they were right there. And we'd all be sitting there watching the kids out play, and we could not go out until we ate dinner. And so we'd have to wait for Dad to come home. And they would have a dinner bell, wouldn't they?
Well, the bell, when they wanted the maid to bring dinner in, that little silver bell, Mother would ring. And the maid would bring the first course in, and then ring the bell, she'd come and clear, and then ring the next one, she'd bring the main course. And it's a little silly. But Adele, I've been trying to get you guys to get maids, and none of you will do it. Anyway, the maids were like our sisters, and they were not like maids, except they did, you know, the dishes.
didn't basically everyone, though, that you knew have a maid?
Yeah.
Most
people
they
did.
Were cut there $7. We played Wilma, $7
did
a week.
Everyone or just the group you guys were
well,
around?
People
well,
with
the Wednesday
money,
Club
right?
group, which was
all
my
good.
Mother's friends, they
yes.
all had maids.
Yeah.
And I want to say something. I want to say, did you ever, it seems like you, did you ever have anything like go out with the maids and be buddies with them? They were our friends and close to our family, like we treated them like family.
Did they play kick the can?
No,
Wilma was older. She went on a mission, and then we got Maxine. And Maxine was a little bit more my age. Wilma was about 4 years older. Oh, and Maxine, we're all sitting around playing Spin the Bottle in Holiday Park. My two beaus, Dick Farr, Art Pratt, Maxine, all of us. And we spun it, and it came to Maxine. And the question was, who was the last boy you kissed? And she pointed to my beau, Art. and she said, I kissed him last night. And Art jumped up out of the living room and ran all the way home down to Carr's cabin. I I was furious. Oh. And then we'd go to Oakley to the dances, and the maids would come. And then we'd all sleep in the bunkhouse. All of us had to. Everyone.
So you'd tell each other secrets and be like a girlfriend.
Oh, well, we had to wash the Levi's. We had Levi's.
Yeah,
we had to wash the Levi's. Well, that was later. Every day, Maxine and my mother would make us get out. We had a wash tub this big. And the washing
board,
and we would get out there, and these kids were so filthy. They'd play in the mud all day, and here we were out just scrubbing them. And then I wanted to tell about you. This Maxine was a funny girl, nice, I love her, but she was funny.
So they're from Oakley, Oakley, Utah. That's how we knew them, is because we were at Holly Park and we met them through Oakley, and then they came and lived with us.
And Mother turned this girl, Wilma, into the absolutely the best caterer in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Before Lamar, I mean. But then Clayton would always go down to Hardy's and play, and so Mother would say to Maxine, "Where's Clayton? Have you found him? I'm worried about him. Where is he?" So Maxine would get out on the porch and she'd say, "Clayton, where are you?" And Clayton would say, "I'm down at Hardy's." And she'd say, "All right." And then we'd know where he was. But little Tommy Felt that you saw there, he disappeared one day. And it was not funny one bit. We started to search for him. And he was 2 years old, or under two. He was walking, but maybe 18 months or 2 years old. We went under every bridge, under every ice house, everything we could find. We searched and searched and searched, and we were getting frantic. I mean, this went on an hour and a half, maybe. And finally, someone...